Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. Today, you're going to love this opportunity. You have the great and wonderful opportunity of hearing from a dear friend of mine from around the world here. And I want to introduce you guys to Lynn Trinh. Lynn, welcome.
Thank you so much, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. For those of you guys who don't know Lynn, first of all, he has a podcast I highly recommend you guys get take a look at. It's Online Trainers Podcast. Also, Lynn is going to be at Funnel Hacking Live here in Orlando in March. Go to funnelhackinglive.com, get your tickets, because you're going to want to be, after you listen to this podcast, you're going to go, oh my gosh, I have to get more of Lynn. And the best way of doing it is being there, because he's actually going to be one of our hosts at one of our Two Comma Club roundtable hosts. The coolest thing is, you're crushing it on really doing a lot of high ticket stuff. But I love one of the things you've always talked about is the importance of building business systems instead of just focusing on a short term action type of stuff. So I know that kind of ties into the high ticket, but I'd like to, if you don't mind, tell people a little bit about yourself real quick, and then we'll dive into this high ticket stuff.
Yeah, so I'm based in Melbourne, and you know, I started as a personal trainer in 2007. In 2014, I decided to leave the personal training industry, stop training time for money, and start an online business. Now, I struggled for about 9 months. So I was posting on Instagram, doing all the content marketing, starting blog posts, and I didn't know how to get clients. I didn't know how to get clients consistently, and that's kind of when I developed and fell all over Russell Brunson's first book, Dotcom Secrets, which allowed me to learn about marketing and build funnels to attract people. Now, the biggest thing that we do right now from 2014 to 2016, we're able to grow our business to, I think, doing $277,000 in about 18 months inside of the online fitness space. It's highly competitive, and we're selling packages anywhere from $1,500 to $10,000 to work with me one-to-one. So since then, I've gone on to help other trainers become experts of their niche and actually build systems to attract people and get people to chase them and get them to be paid what they're worth. But at the same time, help trainers develop a coaching and fulfillment system that doesn't rely on information only and is so relentless to getting their clients' results, to getting their clients to follow through. Because you all know that we live in a world right now where information, we're dying in information. People aren't following through. The world is, you know, becoming, you know, disease has increased, obesity has increased, all these problems have increased, yet we've got more options than ever. And, you know, the coaching model that we came up with was, how do you get people to actually follow through? How do you actually get people to commit? How do you actually get people to actually like transform their lives? Not temporarily, not lose weight for 4 weeks and then put it all back on. But we talk about transforming their identity so that they become somebody new. And when you transform somebody's identity, you transform their habits. So that's kind of the stuff I've been geeking out on over the last 2 years. And dude, it's been amazing to work with Russell. It's been amazing to work with Tony Robbins, working with you guys there at ClickFunnels. It's all helping to our growth to ultimately, you know, what I like to say, I know it's cliched, but like upgrade humanity, just create better human beings, create human beings that don't live in so much of a scarcity mindset of I can't do this, I can't do that, but giving them hope to actually pursue what it is that they want to pursue.
So Lynn, tell me what type of a funnel are you using when you're selling this high ticket stuff? I mean, how are you getting people into your funnel? What's the process like? Are you using applications? I mean, how do you sell that large of a price point? Can you kind of explain to people what it is you're doing?
Yeah, of course. So we use a webinar funnel, and webinar funnel is great because you can take a cold prospect who doesn't know anything about you, has never seen you before. So we market across the world. And a webinar funnel is essentially getting somebody on where they spend 40, 60 minutes with you. And through that, we share a lot of really great information. And the most important thing is driving that belief of what they can do and getting them the outcome. Now, on our paid application, we do paid applications now because we used to do free. And there were two big main issues that we saw with free applications. So number one, were the people that apply to work with us, number one, they probably weren't qualified enough. That is, they didn't know what it is that we did. They didn't want what we had to offer, and they were just applying for the sakes of it. So naturally, we came up with a lot of objections around price. Number two, that the problem with free applications were we're getting a lot of no-shows. And when you offer something for free, people don't value your time. And so what would happen is I'd have four of my coaches just waiting around, having appointments booked, and they would spend their day just waiting for people. And that, I don't know if you do a lot of sales calls or sales applications, but if you spend your day based around somebody else's schedule, that can throw you off a little bit. So I decided, okay, cool, we need to fix this because we're getting a ton of applications, but unfortunately the show up rates were miserable. Okay. And then on the calls, they were like a hard slog call. And, you know, we always go back to that question, how do I make this better? How do I get better results? And so I thought, why don't I just literally pitch on the webinar? I go, hey guys, like simply this, if you want to work with us, then here's what you're going to need to do. What we're going to get you to do is we're going to get you to pay $100 down. And the reasons why we want to do this is simply due to the fact that number one, it makes sure that we kick away all the tire kickers. But number two, it allows our team of coaches to be able to spend more time with you and actually craft a game plan. And at the end of the day, if you don't decide to come and join us on our coaching programs or move forward with us, then you'll get that $100 back. So we couldn't care about your $100. What we do care is that you show up to the call, you value the call, and you value and respect our coaches' time that that they're dedicating and they're leaving aside. So that saved us tremendously. And what we see on it right now is that, you know, our webinar converts really, really well. So on an auto webinar, we're running an auto webinar right now, it's converting approximately about 6%, which means for every 100 people that register, 6 people actually put in the $100, submit their application. And what happens after that is then our closing rate becomes a lot higher. I think when I was closing, I don't close anymore, but when I was closing, it was about 82%, and I close in about 7 minutes. And it was really, really cool because I had Nick and Anthony. I had people from Inner Circle, and I had my own clients watch me close. And the process was just seamless because I could take them through a consultative process. And we do something called creating like the undeniable truth. I either go, at the end of the day, if you're going to move forward with us, you either do this or you do that. And I show them that there's every area, every other decision, but moving forward to us leads to pain. And if they actually understand that logically, and then they must move forward. So we create the undeniable truth on the call.
Dude, that is just crazy. I want you to repeat that because I know people are listening to this going, what did he just say? So yeah, I love this idea as far as creating undeniable truth. So explain to me again what that is.
Evidence. And so this is a process that I'd gone through because I've been doing sales for so long since, you know, I remember hustling on cold calls since 2014. And I just thought, okay, what is the problem out there? And we look at the marketplace and I assess the problem and I go, okay, everything out there is a problem. Your competitors that are a problem. The truth is right now, people are not getting the results. You and I both know that there is more information out there, but disease, obesity, the ability for entrepreneurs to finish and follow through courses and build businesses are miserable in the amount of attempts that people spend to get started. So I go, okay, if everyone out there is a problem and I'm the only solution, then I need to make sure that they see everything else out there as a problem. Chances are, what are they going to do when they leave the course? So I go, okay, well, my competitors are a problem simply because they don't get you to focus on the internal stuff. Like building yourself, changing your habits, actually building yourself as a leader. So I go, even if you did leave this call right now, chances are, what are you going to do? What have you done? So I take them through what I like to call the four P's. And the first P is pain. You need to really identify the one biggest pain point that they currently have inside their life. And you and I both know, like, the process that I used to go through was that I used to identify many pains and my conversation became scattered. Now, I just want to hit that biggest pain point. And how I do that is I ask them, and you understand your avatar, and you understand what their general pains are. But you go, if I had a magic wand, which one of these three things would you want to fix right now? Is it to have more money? Is it to have more time? Or is it to have more freedom? And so once they tell us what that pain is, I can narrow down and I can zone in on that pain and I can bring out that point that they want to solve. I really try to focus in on one thing. The problem that I used to have, the problem that I think a lot of people have with sales is they try to get into the pain and they try to bring up all the pain. So you don't get to go deep. And when you don't get to go deep, you don't create those problems. And it always comes back to an identity problem. Like that person is experiencing pain. That father might be experiencing pain of losing weight. Okay, that might be the pain, but underneath that, he feels bad because he's having an identity problem because he doesn't want to be that dad that lets down his family. He doesn't want to be that mediocre dad. So the true identity-based problem is associating that pain with the identity that he feels he has. Once we bring out that identity, we go to the possibility. Okay, this is the next P. And inside of the possibility, I simply ask him, hey, if we were to work with each other 12 months from now, and I think it was a Dan Sullivan question, but I went more specific because I found with this question that people weren't able to answer it correctly. And what I mean by that is, if I asked you, Dave, what's your goals for next year? That's too much of a difficult answer for, a question for you to answer. You're going to be like, well, I don't know, right? And that just throws people off. So I go, okay, Dave, if I'm going to work with you and you and I are going to sit down and you're going to give me the best, the most raving testimonial ever, like you're going to say, oh my God, Lynn transformed my life. And just like the testimonials you see on social media and Facebook, what needs to happen inside of your business, inside of your life? And let's start with money, because how much money do you need to make in order for you to be a raving fan? So that the specific
questions.
That is so
cool, Lynn. I love that.
Like the really specific questions allow them to visualize the scenario, and then it allows them to answer the question. Because I found a lot of the times inside of sales, you'd ask a question and you would get resistance because they wouldn't know. And most people don't know what they want. So you need to guide them. You need to allow them that scenario. I can keep going.
I'm serious. I love this whole idea as that seeding. Because I mean, when you're going through that possibility, you're not only you're seeding a testimony for you in the future, and you're taking it off of them and putting it on you, and then back to them. So I think that's a super cool thing. So yeah, if you don't mind, keep going on this. I love this. This is fantastic.
It's a presupposition, right? It's a presupposition to say, you're going to give me a testimony. We're going to work together. It's going to be amazing. But what needs to happen inside of your money? What needs to happen with your time? And then what we do with that is we show them the identity of who they can become. Okay, so all this is identity-based. The pain leads to them showing the biggest pain that allows them to associate with the identity of who they currently are. And once they realize who they currently are, they don't want to be there because every single person inside of them has an inkling to be great. And they're dissatisfied. That's why they're on the call with you. Then the possibly you need to identify with them, okay, what's their life going to look like? Who do they become? And once you've got point A to point B, I simply go, okay, well, inside of a car right now, if I want to go to Boise and I'm in Melbourne and I put those two points inside a navigation route, how are we going to get there? And I ask them the question, how are you going to get there right now? And this is what I like to call the next P, the problem. And I need to show them the problem. The problem is that they don't know. The problem is whatever they've tried in the past hasn't worked. So chances are a lot of the times they'll go, well, I'll just do the things that I did in the past. And I'm like, dude, chances are you did it, but there's a reason why you're here because it didn't work. And they're like, well, I'll just stick for longer. And I'm like, that's the problem. You couldn't stay to it. You can stick to the plan. You can stick to the diet, and therefore it didn't work. And so I show them this and I go, okay, well, here's a problem. Well, here's the problem. Oh, I'm going to try this. And so if you walk through them logically that they don't know the answer, what you've essentially done is you've created no-through roads. And in order for them to move from point A to point B, you essentially say to them, and guys, if you sell and if you sell this way, you have a moral obligation to absolutely be the best inside of your field. Like this is some really, really hard, really, really good and hard selling here. But inside of the space, I believe that if you innovate and you know that you're the best, then you have a moral obligation to help them. And what I'm going to take you through is really, really cool because by the end of the call, you now actually coach a client to break through and you actually indoctrinate them and you get them excited and now they're ready to be coached. Okay. But if you don't take them through this process and if you don't actually show them that any other path leads to pain, they're not going to be open to listening to what you have to say. And if you don't get them to that point, then they're not going to follow through. So the whole coaching process begins even before the coaching starts. It begins on the sales call. The sales call in itself is a breakthrough call. Okay. So
that is so killer.
Dude, it's completely changed my life.
Oh my gosh, it's so cool.
And the way, like I can talk about this because the way we do the webinar and the way we get people to apply saves a lot of time, which means, you know, you can go into the sales conversation and coach somebody through this process, the 4P process, the pain, the possibility, the problem, and then you can go through your path. And the path simply goes like this. A lot of people, when they try to sell this stuff, they try to sell features. And the problem with selling features is guess what? Dave, when you sign up today, here's what you're going to get. you're going to get a Facebook group, you're going to get a membership site. And what happens with that, even though you think it's amazing, what happens with that is now you create uncertainty inside of your prospect's mind. So Dave, if I'm trying to sell to you, I go, dude, the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to install you with a lead generation system, okay, so that you can get you can get 10 leads a week. That's it. Okay, you want to sell the outcome, the benefit, so that you can have. When you're selling the path, you don't sell the membership site. Because Dave, if I sell you a membership site, what do I create? I create uncertainty inside of your mind. You go, well, what's in the membership site? What membership site? What do I get? What's in it specifically? And what happens when you create uncertainty is you create distrust. And when somebody, a person is only going to buy from you, especially at a high ticket level, when they feel completely certain that you have the roadmap and you have the certainty to get them there. So when I sell the path, I go, okay, well, here's step number one. Dave, when you come on and work with us, I know where you want to go. I know you're at point A, and I know you want to get to point B. Now, we've done this countless times before. You can check out all these results on this page, and we show them the results. And we go, Dave, in order for you to get there, here's our proposed plan. Okay, step number one, we're going to need to get your lead generation system first, okay, to get you 10 leads. Now, what do you think you could do with 10 leads? The chances are, would your sales increase? Well, of course it would. Even if you didn't know how to sell, well, chances are anybody would know that 10 leads in their business sells. And the second thing I talk about is, well, we're going to teach you how to convert these leads and then build a system so that you're not there. That's the same stuff that I'm currently doing, that we're making sales and I don't have to be there. Okay. And then step number three, Dave, I'm going to show you, once you start getting 100 new clients in, do you know how to coach 100 clients at scale? And you're like, Lynn, I don't. And I'm like, awesome. We're going to build a system around that as well. First, you're going to build the system. And then the second step to that is taking you out of the system so that you still get clients' results without you spending so much time.
Oh, my gosh. And so the path.
Sorry, I'm going to pause it.
No. Keep going. I just want to give you my credit card. I just don't know. I mean.
Dave, I get really excited about this process simply because, number one, you need to be really good at what it is that you do. And so many people can't sell. It comes down to this. They don't believe in their product. They don't believe that they're the best. They don't believe that they're the best in the market. They don't innovate. They don't continue to learn. They don't double down. But when you do, you own all the power. I can say this to your face, and I mean it. And I go, look, Dave, by the end of these three steps, you're going to have the result. And I expect to get you back on a testimonial in 6 months' time, and we're going to chat together. Does that sound good?
Sounds fantastic.
And so we walk them through these four steps, and it creates like the undeniable truth that if they don't join, every other path leads to pain. And that's what I mean by this process, because it's such a breakthrough moment for them. They realize that they need to move forward. They realize that what they've been doing, they haven't doubled down. And you and I both know that the more skin they invest in the game, the money is great. We talk about high ticket and we go, shit, a lot of the time, sorry for swearing, but a lot of the times we invest high ticket so that we can invest in the experience of them. They invest in high ticket so that they invest inside of their skin, inside of the game. So a lot of the times how we've set up coaching is we dedicate coaches directly to them. We now have the resources to be able to deliver and fulfill and innovate. And a lot of people that don't sell high ticket end up selling a mediocre and giving a mediocre service. And guess what? You're adding to the problem, because if you hand them a mediocre service, you can't give them that detail because you're not bringing enough revenue inside of your business and you live inside of a scarcity mindset. Your ability to deliver and fulfill and give them a great experience drops drastically. And inside of that drop, you drop their results. And because they invest less money and less skin inside of the game, they don't get the results. So high ticket selling to me is them getting skin in the game. And you and I both know this saying, like diamonds are created under intense pressure. So at the end of the day, I ask them and they go, dude, do you have a, like, this is, these are objections that we can go through every single day. They go, dude, do you have a payment plan? And I'm like, yeah, of course we do. But here's what you're doing when you get onto a payment plan. Dude, I'm about to turn you into a diamond. And why would you? And you know that diamonds form from intense pressure from rocks, right? Like rocks go through intense amount of pressure in order to become a diamond. Do you want to become a diamond? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Then, dude, why would you remove the pressure from yourself? Why would you do that? And you ask them logically to tackle that objection. And you go, of course we do. So do you still want the payment plan? and they have to think about it. They go, do you know what I mean? Like, when you own what it is that you do, you go in there with such certainty and you go in there with such belief, because I believe truly this. We've seen the results. People that pay up front get better results. People that pay through a payment plan, guess what? They're thinking of a way out. They're thinking this month, well, shit, if nothing happens, then I can leave. That's the thought process. I go, dude, are you committed to your results? I am, Lynn. And I'm like, I'm sure you are. And so do so many people say that. But the next thing is going to require commitment. Okay. And so we walk them through this process, and I walk them through logically on what it takes to actually achieve success. You and I both know that if somebody invests, you know, $10 in something, they're not going to value it as much as they invest for the same thing at $10,000. It could be the same information. Their buy-in, their ability to see value, and their ability to extract value from the same information differs.
So, that is so cool. I literally had this conversation with Kelsey on our team the other day regarding, we have a large event coming up. We were talking about payment plans. I'm like, I just hate payment plans. And she's like, well, Dave, I can tell you, we've gone through, and because it's a high ticket price point, we're going to be selling at, you know, $3,000 at a live event. And I said, I just hate payment plans. She goes, I can tell you, Dave, right now, every time we do payment plans, they always, they either cancel the first payment because they quit and they give up on themselves, or they basically find some way of pointing the finger blame at somebody because it's not their fault. 100%. And so I'm not kidding you. It's the craziest thing. I hear you saying that. I'm going, I literally just had this. And because of that, we are not going to offer a payment plan, because I only want those people who are totally serious, who are totally committed, because I want them having the results so I can get the testimonials.
Absolutely. And that's how every business should run. If your business is not running in such a way where you're getting the results to get the testimonials, your business won't grow. You know, business at its core foundation, build a business so good that you're getting testimonials, and then apply all the marketing strategies to it. And I see a lot of this stuff inside of the internet marketing space and, you know, inside of the online space. People are so heavy driven by marketing and sales that they forget about fulfillment. And then they begin looking at tactics to get people in. Right, what payment plan do I have to offer? Do I do a free trial? And they're so driven by getting people in, but not actually running the actual core foundation of the business, which is to drive the testimonials, create the desire. And that's how you increase your prices. You don't increase your prices by simply marketing better. You increase your prices by getting people better results.
Oh, I love it. I think that is awesome. So, geez, I'm literally living this daily right now, because we're sitting here talking about actually Inner Circle and increasing the price of Inner Circle because of that exact same thing.
And you'll know that with Inner Circle. Like, people that pay up front, chances are they're in the 7-8 figures. Yeah,
they are. It's the craziest thing.
Yep.
Ah, Lynn, I love talking to you. This has been a crazy, crazy opportunity for me. And again, I can't thank you enough. Understand, you guys, you've had just a short taste of Lynn. He's going to be, I want you guys to meet him. He's going to be at Funnel Hacking Live, and he's actually going to be one of our roundtable hosts and literally answer any of the questions you might have. So I highly recommend you guys have to go to funnelhackinglive.com, get your tickets, get there. Most importantly, find Lynn. And if you can't make it, how do they get a hold of you, Lynn?
Dude, there's a podcast on iTunes right now. It's called the Online Trainers Podcast. It's relevant for any coach or expert who want to learn about the internal struggle, who want to learn about marketing, who want to learn about creating an amazing coaching experience for your clients to build results. So they can find me there, or they can head over to Facebook and go coachlintrin.com. And that's the two ways. Connect with me there.
So one more time, tell them what the podcast is again.
The Online Trainers Podcast.
The Online Trainers Podcast. So again, guys, go check out the Online Trainers Podcast, or you can find Lynn at Coach Lynn Trin.
Yeah, Coach Lynn Trin on Facebook.
Oh my gosh. Any other parting words here?
Dude, I love exactly what ClickFunnels are doing, and I would say to anybody else that's struggling out there, like, keep going, learn how to innovate, and ultimately build a business that you care about and get clients results. The biggest thing, you know, where we went from 6 figures to 7 figures to 8 figures this year is the ability to double down and care. I mean, so many people inside of the online marketing space want automation, and they want to have that freedom. We're sold into that idea. But if you're one of the very few people that care, you actually build a business that actually matters, and you'll get people coming to you because that's what people actually want. They want connection and they want care.
Man, I couldn't say it better than that. With that, we'll let you go, Lynn. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave. I'll see you at Funnel Hacking, dude. I can't wait.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.